Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A woman in India could make the record books as one of the oldest ever to give birth. Daljinder Kaur, who's believed to be at least 70 years old, gave birth to a son named Arman on April 19th. The baby was the first for Kaur and her 79-year-old husband after nearly 5 decades of marriage. She says she feels blessed to hold her own baby and she had lost hope of becoming a mother ever. So this is a very interesting story because now it's started up a debate. Is 70 too old? Some doctors and fertility experts express concerns about the ethics of doing IVF treatment on women as old as this woman is. And, you know, it certainly is an interesting prospect because when you are that much, when you're that old, whether or not you can raise the baby, how long are you going to be around? Are you in good health? You know, the risks of things to the baby and during pregnancy are so interesting to contemplate. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on this because I find it fascinating. And they seem unfazed by their age and the fact that they were had a baby, and it's a blessing. And we all know that having babies is certainly a blessing. So kind of an interesting little story to start out with. And now we've been talking with the EW Working Group, you know, the Environmental Working Group, about, I've been talking on my shows about their Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen for 2016. They've come up with their new list. And now they're talking about the organic varieties of the 10 fruits and vegetables that you should be buying. So starting with peaches, they contain high levels of iprodune, probable human carcinogen. So they're saying that these are the things, and this list I'm going to give you, are the ones that you should buy organic. And we've talked about whether or not you should buy organic milk or eggs, or what things are worth it to buy. The things with the heavy peels, maybe not, but the things where you eat the peel, as long as you're washing your fruits and vegetables thoroughly, well, then maybe it's okay. But here from EWG supplies the answer to what you definitely should be buying. So they're starting off with peaches, and then they go to apples. They frequently contain methylparthenone, and both fresh apples and applesauce in baby food can contain some chemicals which have caused large bird kills. So that's definitely an interesting one, is apples and nectarines. They had the highest percentage of samples that tested positive for pesticides at 97.3% in the EWG's tests. So pesticides in high numbers like that. So they're just saying even washing nectarines may not be enough to avoid some of those pesticides. And remember, I've given you advice on washing your fruits and vegetables, really letting them soak, not just rinsing them, but making sure to let grapes and apples soak. You don't want to wash your tomatoes before you're ready to eat them, but certain other ones you can wash and then put them in the refrigerator in a nice Tupperware with maybe paper towels. Certainly lettuce you can wash right when you get it. It keeps it crisp. Put it in a Tupperware. But on to some more of these pears. They're saying you should definitely buy those in organic form. Sweet bell peppers, celery, imported grapes. This is an interesting one because they have an insecticide listed as one of the endocrine disruptors. And you know, if you listen to my shows with Holly Lucille on Tuesdays, that she talks about endocrine disruptors quite a bit and what's going on in our society. And since they're grown under different regulations, imported grapes, the residue levels of the pesticides can frequently exceed those our own government deems acceptable. So imported grapes, spinach, and potatoes. Those are all things that EWG says that you should be buying organic: potatoes, spinach, imported grapes, celery, sweet peppers, pears, strawberries, nectarines, apples, and peaches. And I'm going to go into some more of it because coming up at the bottom of the hour trending, they've got their Dirty Dozen Plus. So we're going to talk about that too. Stay well.